This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guest this week for Around Montgomery County is Kathy Dagan from the Old Settlers Committee. Kathy, welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm great. And thank you very much for having me again.
It's hard to believe. Old Settlers is right around the corner.
2 weeks. We'll be ready to roll.
Let's go over some of the itinerary for Old Settlers. Old Settlers this year will be held August 12th, 15th, and 16th in Hillsboro. And traditionally, the 12th has always been the car show.
We have a lot of activities going on that day. We start with the church service, and we go with dog show, household sciences, car show, turtle races.
Little Miss, isn't it?
Oh, that? Little Miss, yes. Yes.
And then, of course, the car show always brings out a lot of people, and that's a good starter for the Old Settlers Week.
Those cars just amaze me. The way they fix them up and shine them up for that day, it's great. And I always get to pick the Old Settlers one, and I have such a hard time sometimes. Sam and Barb Whitlow have worked long and hard hours on that, and those old cars that are 15 feet long are just beautiful. You don't see those old cars like that anymore.
Now let's move on to Old Settlers, because it's kind of strange. It starts on Sunday, then you take a couple days off, and then it resumes on Wednesday and Thursday. Let's go over some of the activities scheduled for Wednesday.
Wednesday is basically the Queen's Parade, and it starts at 7 o'clock through downtown, ends up with the pageant that's at the stage. After that, we have entertainment, and this year that entertainment is that 80s band.
You mentioned the Queen pageant. Obviously, that's always a big draw for Old Settlers. How many contestants are vying for this year's crown?
We have 7 this year, and they've been working hard. And as you know, it's hot out there. It's been hot out there, but you still see these girls out working, and that's good to see. It's just support for Old Settlers itself. And, of course, there's always the carnival downtown Hillsboro that Ferris wheel is just the place to go to get the best look around town you've ever seen.
It is. And I will say this. Old Settlers has always had, to me, the dream sequence. You go to bed Tuesday night, downtown's fine, and you wake up Wednesday, and now all of a sudden there's a carnival in downtown Hillsboro. You have fun on Thursday. You wake up Friday morning, and it's all gone.
It is.
And there is no trace that there was anything down other than the yellow poles. There is nothing out there that will signify that there was a carnival in downtown Hillsboro. That is amazing how they do that.
That amazes a lot of people, but there's a lot of work that goes into that, too. That city crew starts at 11 o'clock as soon as we shut down, and they go and spray the streets and everything else with the fire trucks. And it's amazing the number of people that are out there helping and working at it.
Let's move on to Thursday's events. And, of course, Thursday is probably one of the better parades in our listening area. I'm going to play a homer card and say probably the best parade in our listening area, and that's the Old Settlers Parade.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that. But we do start off with the Kitty Parade in the morning.
And absolutely.
That's a wonderful parade, too. Those kids just make that parade, and it's so hot out there, and Presbyterian Church parking lot doesn't have a lot of trees in it, so you kind of vie for the shade all morning, but they're there, they're ready to go, and the work the mothers and fathers have put into them is just amazing.
What's the theme for the Kitty Parade this year? Is there a theme this year?
Yes. Something makes me smile, and you can have anything.
That's a good...
Makes me that's smile.
That's a neat topic that you can run with.
It's kind of interesting, and the kids could work with any kind of floats, you know, and even their pets could get in there because they do make them smile.
That's true.
So it's a good theme. I was very happy with that theme.
And that starts off at what, 10 o'clock?
10 o'clock Thursday morning. During the afternoon, we have what we call a half-price ticket sales for carnival rides. It's not quite half-price, but it... is better than what we usually have. Mm-hmm. Lots of carnival rides will be going, and then we're ready for Thursday night.
And that means the parade. And tell us a little bit about this year's parade.
The big parade starts at 6:30 Thursday night. The theme is I Remember When. And it goes usually about 2 hours, I think.
It's a big one.
It's a lovely parade. And, of course, we do have horses in it. And
That always signals the end of the parade, horses.
Yes, that's the end of the parade. We've never had them interspersed in the rest of the parade except the one year when the Clydesdales were here and they got to lead it. But it's a big parade. It's a good parade. And we have several high school bands coming from the area. So that's always brings people with them, too.
Obviously, let's see. Greenville, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Pena. Will Pena
sometimes be? Pena comes, sometimes Gillespie.
Staunton's been here a couple times, I know.
Yes, and Nokomis has been here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the list, so right. I really don't know.
But. And this is, we're still early enough that things are still making sure they're getting finalized right now. You know the schedule. You know what bands are going to play at what time, and you know the vendors. It's just who's going to show up for the parade and that. It's still being ironed out, correct?
Yes, and the best thing to do is when you decide to have a float is to call the stewards, and you will get probably an answering machine, but leave a message because they always take care of those kinds of things. Their number is 532-5253. It's an interesting number, I think, and they will get you in the parade, and you'll be ready to go.
And, of course, if you come out for the Old Settlers Parade, make sure you get here well before the 6:30 step-off time because I've seen this 7 years doing news here, Old Settlers Day. The line of the parade route is already marked with chairs well before the parade even steps off. It's a neat experience.
It's usually marked off in the morning, especially down under those shade trees on South Main. They put their blankets and chairs out then, and if it happens to rain, those get wet, and mm-hmm. people just bring new ones when they come later on.
And the parade route is still the same?
Parade route is the same, yes.
And then musically for Thursday, who do we have?
We're going to open with Richard Wilhelm, who is a local person. I think he's from Butler, and he plays at different places around here. Our entertainment chairman, Jeff, saw him at the Lincoln Plaza playing one night, stopped to listen to him, and thought he was just great. So he's going to be our opening act mm-hmm. for Tess Hannah and the Brothermen. Now, Tess is trying to get her break on Nashville. She has been a Rams cheerleader, so you definitely want to come out and see her.
There you go. And I believe she's, if I'm talking with Jeff before, she's a country artist,
Yes, she does a lot of country, but she does a lot of mix, too. And throw in some gospel and throw in some 60s and 70s, and you've got an all-around singer there.
And it's always a fun time in Hillsboro, and a lot of people come to Hillsboro for Old Settlers.
Yes, they do, and we have a good time with it, too. One thing we forgot to mention.
Go ahead.
Is on Saturday, they will do the fun run, mm-hmm. sponsored by MCCA,
mm-hmm.
and Mr. Richard Small and Hannah Luckett, and several people have worked together on that for several years now. And they're doing it on Saturday the 11th, the usual route through the lake and everything, and it's a good time, too.
Kathy, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming out and talking with me about this year's Old Settlers. And it's hard to believe it's right around the corner.
It is. And we're looking forward to it. We've got some good things planned and hope that they'll all turn out well.
All right. Kathy, thank you again.
Thank you, Tobin.
And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guest was Kathy Dagan from the Old Settlers Committee. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Tobin Ott.